This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country a day after Biden exited this year's presidential race, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made her first public remarks on Monday after President Joe Biden announced he'd dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed her as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Harris did not directly address her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president, but virtually all the prominent Democrats who had been seen as potential challengers to Harris have lined up behind her. They include Governors Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Gavin Newsom of California, and Andy Beshear of Kentucky. On Monday, Harris also won the support of influential former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who played a leading role in persuading Biden to end his campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Residents of the ancestral Indian home of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris prayed for her victory in the presidential election after Joe Biden announced his withdrawal from the race on Monday. The village is where Harris's maternal grandfather was born more than a century ago. The villagers were proud to see a woman of Indian origin as a successful world leader, as they expected Harris to strengthen Washington's relations with New Delhi if she ended up winning the election. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday rejected bipartisan calls to resign for security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to wound Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as she angered lawmakers by refusing to provide details about the incident. The U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee's Republican Chair James Comer and top Democrat Jamie Raskin, normally bitterly divided,